Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to English and Phrases. We have another sample dialogue for you today. As always, you can download the free PDF from the website and just scroll right across over, and you can see the audio that matches your PDF dialogue, which is all free for you to download. So follow along with, and as always, try and see if you can't decode the idiomatic expressions before we scroll down to the second page and look at them in more detail. I'm sure you'll be able to decipher them without too much trouble. And again, as always, we'll go over them in more detail in the second page. So read along with. Today we look at a short dialogue between Rachel and Laura. They're talking about a party they had the night before, and it looks like they ran into a little bit of trouble. So let's get started. I can't believe the party was so wild. Yeah, people really went bananas this time. Did you see the mess in the kitchen? How are we going to get that cleaned up in time? Are you kidding me? What about the living room? They basically destroyed our coffee table. Well, between the both of us, we can replace the coffee table. Yeah, but we're not out of the woods yet. We still have to get the house cleaned before Monday. We can call up some of the guys who came last night to help clean up. Yeah, that's true. Guess it's not all bad. And that's the end of the dialogue. Again, pretty short, but we have a few phrases we want to go over, such as in the second sentence, Laura says, "Yeah, people really went bananas this time." Went bananas. You can kind of guess what that means. Between Rachel says, "Between the both of us, we can replace the coffee table." That's another pretty common one, but you might not know exactly what I mean. Between the both of us. And then Laura says, "Yeah, but we're not out of the woods yet." And not out of the woods is another very common English expression. So let's go ahead and look at them all now on the second page. Okay, the first one is went bananas. Okay, Laura says, people really went bananas. And basically, it just means people were acting crazy. People were really wild. If you go bananas, it just means it's kind of a comparison to monkeys. If you ever see monkeys at the zoo or on television, they're always kind of jumping around and making a lot of noise. And they just go bananas. Or they just go, re they get really excited whenever they see a banana or something like that. So it's a very, just a very roundabout way of saying people were acting really wild. All right, people went bananas. And then the second one, between the two of us, we can get the table fixed. Between the two of us. And that just means you and me together, putting our efforts in, we can get this done. Or between the two of us, we can, make it to the show. Between the two of us, we can do this, that, and the other. So with both of our efforts, we can accomplish some desired goal. That's another phrasal clause, but it usually goes to something else. You can't just say between the two of us. You have to say between the two of us and then add some desired goal on that onto that. So the sentence in here is between the two of us, we can get the table fixed, right? And then lastly, not out of the woods yet. Not out of the woods yet. So the girls are they're having some good luck, or things aren't all completely bad, but they're not out of the woods yet. They're not completely safe, or their troubles aren't completely gone. So they still have to be careful and make sure that they get everything done in time. So not out of the woods yet, between the two of us, and went bananas. This one was really simple and actually a little bit short. I think our other dialogues were a little bit longer, but this one is really short and really easy to use. What you should do is try and make your own sentences using these idioms and see how they come out. See if you can't make two or three sentences using these idioms on your own. And, shoot me an email. Let me know if it works for you, if it doesn't work for you, and I'll give you some constructive feedback and let you know how you can make your sentences sound more natural. You can use these phrases in everyday speech, and people will understand you if you use it in the right context. So do a good job, as always. Keep up with our keep up with the website, English in Phrases at Yolasite. I'm sorry, Englishinphrases.yolasite.com. I'll say it again, Englishinphrases.yolasite.com. And shoot an email if needed to English in Phrases, the letter N, Englishinphrases@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to get back to you. All right, guys, that's it. Good luck studying, and stay tuned to the website for more updates. Bye-bye.